The sun was shining on day one of the NFL's annual meetings. The boats were on the bay, and yes, it was just a bit windy. Hello, everyone. I'm Matt Boyer for Broncos TV. Head coach Gary Kubiak will look to repeat last year's Super Bowl winning performance this season with a roster full of fresh faces and some familiar ones. I had a chance to sit down with the Broncos head coach this afternoon to talk about what this year's team will look like, starting with a position most familiar to him, quarterback.
Osweiler, flushed, runs, he's at the five, Osweiler into the end zone, touchdown Denver.
It's tough to lose a quarterback like Brock, I know. He's been here for a couple of years, but you're now moving on to a veteran guy like Mark Sanchez. What's that transition been like for you?
Well, I mean, you know, right now it's a fluid situation. You know, we got to get ready for, you know, our offseason program. Phase one starts on April 18th. Can't forget about Trevor. You know, Trevor's a young player that we think a lot of, so we'll be starting from scratch in a lot of ways, but they'll all be starting together. And, you know, it's another challenge. I mean, that's part of this business. You know, things happen. You lose players. Things change. But the nucleus of our team is intact, and we're going to be a good football team. And so we'll get going with these quarterbacks, and it'll be a very competitive situation.
Mark said that he was looking forward for the chance to compete. What were the conversations that you've had with him just kind of to get him going in the offense?
Same thing. You know, I first off, you got to remember now, Mark's been a successful player in this league. I mean, he's been to two AFC championships. He's played with some good football teams, and he's still relatively young, you know. So I know he's excited to be with the, with our franchise, with a good football team, very eager to learn. He has a head start in our system. Not many people know that, but we knew that. So he knows what we're talking about. He knows how we go about things. So we'll get going with him. We're just as excited to have him as he is to be with our football team.
You're going to have some familiarity in the backfield with C.J. Anderson coming back. When you heard that, you know, you guys were planning on matching the offer sheet and bringing him back, how much does that help maybe in, to have a guy who's been in the system, that continuity year to year, who's had some success in the offense?
That's going to help, no doubt about that. I think C.J. played his best football at the end of the year. You know, if CJ, to me, if he can stay healthy throughout the course of the season, I think he's got a chance to be a extremely productive player. So I'm counting on that. I think he'll grow with what we do, but I think we're going to get better in front of CJ too. So I think that has a lot to do with it. But looking forward to CJ continuing to grow as a player. He's a young man, you know, very young, and I think he's going to get better. His work habits, all those things, and staying healthy for a full season with us, I think his numbers go up and he gets even better.
When you and John met the media at the end of the season, you said offensive line was going to be a point of emphasis for you guys. You guys went out and got Donald Stevenson, Russell Okun. What do those two guys bring to the team that you guys liked?
Well, there's two guys that played a lot of football last year for two very good football teams, you know. So they're veteran players, so that helps stepping in right away. We were very young there last year, you know. I mean, y'all all know what the things that we went through. We've got a leader up front in Paradis. We got Max coming back, who we think's got a chance to be a great player. So we need to improve from that standpoint. I think John's taking the steps to give us an opportunity to do that. But we'll get back to work, and those two guys will be a big part of what we're doing.
Free agency obviously is going to dictate a lot as far as draft preparations. Do you guys like the challenge of kind of having to restock after having such a successful year?
Well, that's just part of the business nowadays, you know. But you use the word challenge, and that's what it is. I mean, you're going to lose players, especially when you have success. But there are a lot of really good football players on our team that didn't go anywhere. So we know that, and we're going to bring in guys that fit in with them. Guys that will come in and do their part. You know, this is a new season, new team, but we'll have the same standard, I promise you that. And we're looking forward to getting these new guys going.
Are you looking forward to football? I mean, activities are just about a month away.
Well, it seems like we just got through, you know. So, but it's been crazy, but a good crazy. And we're catching back up here, getting ready for the draft and going through the league meetings and all those type of things, rule changes, a lot of things going on right now. But as coaches, we'll be ready. Come April 18th, we'll be ready for our players again and look forward to bettering our football team continuing through free agency and the draft.
Seems like everybody in the football world is here this weekend for the meetings. Is it great to see all the other coaches? Does it give you a sense of, you know, where you are in the league and things like that? And, you know, having that face time with the other coaches, is that cool to have in the offseason?
Yeah, it is. You know, I mean, it's forever changing in our business. There's new guys that are, you know, have become head coaches, get a chance to sit down with those guys. There's guys that have been doing it forever. But it's also a chance just to people around the league to, you know, you have great respect for the GMs, the people that work behind the scenes, and and those type of things, the owners. The longer you're around, you get to know more of those people. So I enjoy it. I think my wife probably enjoys it more than anybody coming down here for a few days. So, yeah, it's a chance to kind of, you know, regroup. Here we go again and get ready to go.